So, assalamu alaikum, we're recording. Verb grammar. And let's start with فعل ماضي, which is past tense. So what is past tense?
فعل ماضي.
And what is فعل ماضي?
Past tense.
Past tense. Give me an example of فعل ماضي.
In
Arabic? Huh?
In
Arabic?
In
Arabic. A word that you know.
كتبت.
Huh? كتبت. كتبت is present. Is فعل ماضي. That's right. كتبت. So, let's do the verb firm form. كتب. كتب. This is verb male form. And كتبت. This is a female form. كتب. كتبت. Okay, so that's male. So that's one male, and this one is one female. Okay. So that's the فعل ماضي. That's the past tense. That's past tense. Okay. Let's see what forms it has. Unlike إعراب forms. Like, is it منصوب? Is it مجرور? What is it exactly? So the rule is, remember these rules we want to memorize. The rule is past tense is always past tense is always have فتحة. So, past tense is always have فتحة. So, to emphasize that, here is the فتحة on the back, and here is the فتحة on the back. So, that's easy. That's easy rule. So, the past tense always have what? فتحة. Okay? The past tense always have fatha.
Its past tense always has fatha. Take up the days.
Always has fatha. That's right.
Correct.
Thank you. Always.
And always is with one.
Always has fatha, and always with one L. That's right. Yes.
Then doesn't that have a dhamma?
Okay. If you notice here, I put the fatha on the back. Okay. So if you take away ta'nith and you put the fatha, then you're fine. So, كتب كتبت. كتب كتبت. Okay. That's the past tense always has fatha. Yes.
Does it matter where the fatha is?
It matters.
Because if it's not in the end, then...
It matters. Because this is what you can say, كتب كتب كتب. Here, كتبت كتبت كتبت.
So the last one?
Always the last one, unless it's female.
Oh,
if it's female, then it's the one before last.
So it's in the back?
كتبوا.
كتبوا That's wrong grammar because it has to have fatha.
Okay.
If you write, unless you intend
a group of people.
So you say kataba, katabu. You say katabu, not katibu or katabu or katubu. It's always katabu. Okay? So whatever you attach to it, it's always on the last word. This is the kataba is the root for the past. Root for the past. Because you have katabat, katibat, katubat, you know, kataba, katabata, katabna, you know, all these nice forms. Okay. By the way, before I go forward, I want to tell you that sometimes the fatha and the dhamma, and then on the nouns some and on the verbs, sometimes they are hidden. I'll give you an example. Layla. So this is hidden. Hidden tashkil. Hidden is 2D. This is tashkil. Is tashkil.
Tashkil.
Yeah. Tashkil, which is fatha, kasra, dhamma, and fatha, kasra, dhamma. I'd like the dhamma to be first. This is tashkil. So that's tashkil. Tashkil. The hidden tashkil is when you can't put the fatha or the dhamma. So it becomes hidden. Like, for example, the word Layla. This is, you know, Alif Maqsura. You can either put it or you don't have to. It's known, so let's not put it. If it is like this, then it reads what? Layli. Okay? But when you take out the dots, it becomes Layla. Layla. Okay, this Layla. Layla.
L-A-Y-L-A.
You need to keep your eyes open on my grammar, on my spelling, English spelling. So, Layla. Layla, okay, if it's marfu', it is Layla. If it's mansub, it's Layla. Okay? If it is marfu', mansub.
I love something in the card here.
منصوب مجرور مرفوع منصوب مجرور It is hidden تشكيل It's hidden تشكيل You got it? It's always hidden because it's always like that.
So
It doesn't change. So you say marfu' with hidden dhamma. Okay? So mansub with hidden fatha. Majzur with hidden kasra. You got it?
Does that mean it's always Layla?
It's always Layla.
But when it tells you what is it, you say it's hidden kasra.
If it's yes, exactly. If it's kasra, you say hidden kasra. If it's fatha, you say hidden fatha.
Yeah.
Another example is Ali. It's my name. So now the ya on Ali, it's a ya, so it has to have two dots. It has to have two dots because it's a ya. Here, it doesn't have any dots because it's Layla. If it has two dots, it becomes Layli. Layli. And if you pronounce it Layli, then it's different than Layla. It's a different girl. Because the girl we're talking about name is Layla. If I put two dots, it becomes Layli. No. Okay? So you know the difference between now the madda, they call it alif maqsura. They call it alif maqsura. Actually, they put it like that. Alif maqsura means Layla. Layla. Okay? Ali. So the tashkil is Ali, I'm sorry. So, whether it's marfu', mansub, or majroor, it's hidden tashkil. So, if I ask you to do the grammar, you say, Layla is marfu' with hidden dhamma. And so you say, marfu' with hidden dhamma, mansub. Hidden Dhamma. So that's hidden Dhamma. This one is hidden fatha. And this one is hidden sukun. Hidden kasra. You got that part? I want you to understand this part very well. Because I might come to the, like in the homework, and I throw a word at you and say, okay, this is the word Layla. Put it in marfu' form, mansub form, majzum form.
Then why do you have majrur there? Like,
yeah, because verbs, this is a noun. The noun can be majrur. And it's hidden kasra. Okay. And instead of saying fatha, dhamma, and kasra, you say hidden fatha, hidden dhamma, hidden kasra. And these names are, you know, for you guys, supposed to be easy because there's no reason to figure out. But when I ask you for the grammar, you give me hidden dhamma, hidden fatha, and hidden kasra. So when I ask you, okay, then you'd say hidden. Got it? Okay.
Everybody understand the concept? Say aye.
That's really depressing.
Okay. All right. Same thing with the verbs. Certain verbs also have hidden fatha, hidden kasra. No, hidden fatha, hidden dhamma, hidden dhamma, hidden fatha, and hidden.
What?
Hidden fatha, hidden dhamma. And do we say hidden kasra for the verb?
No.
No, the verb doesn't have kasra.
It doesn't have
it's always majzoom, which is sukun, instead of kasra, because verbs cannot be majroor. Okay?
If verbs can never have kasra?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's never majroor.
Yeah. And then the last tense is always has fatha. Always has fatha. The past tense always have fatha. Now, that's good. So what is marfu', mansub, majzum? So you say no i'rab. Okay. You say this case is called mabni ala al-fatha. Mabni ala al-fatha means always fatha. So mabni means always. So does not, yes. مبني على الفتحة. مبني على الفتحة. Always. The word مبني, we have two forms. Forms. Okay. Of verbs. The form of verbs we have two cases. Mu'rab and mabni. So we have mabni and mu'rab. Mabni, mu'rab means could be marfu', mansub, majzum. This is called mu'rab. Mabni is always the same. Always. The same. Always the same. Got it? Okay?
Yes.
So you can say mabni, you can say constant. So mu'rab is changes. Always the same means does not change. You got that part right? Okay. So, fortunately, the past tense is always mabni ala al-fath. Mabni means no change. No change. Okay, so Layla has hidden Dhamma, hidden Fatha, hidden Kasra. But the past tense verb is always Fatha. Go ahead.
So Layla would be in the
noun.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, Layla is Mu'rab. It's Mu'rab. Mu'rab. But it has different. So that's a very smart question. So Layla is mu'rab. MashaAllah, I'm proud of you. Layla is mu'rab. You say even if it has the same form, I say yes. Even if it has the same form, but same tashkil, But because we can, it's hidden because we can't pronounce it. I can say Laylu, Layli, Layla. Okay, Layla's right. So Laylu, if I ask Laylu, your name is Layla. I say Laylu, Laylu, you won't say yes. Okay? If I say Layli, Layli, you will never say yes.
Yeah, if you say Layla,
say yes.
But if I say Layla, you say yes. If your name is Layla, hold on, if your name is Layla. You got that part right? So, remember, the rule, past tense, always has fatha. مبني على الفتح. And this is the root. كتب. كتب is the past root. Past tense root. Now let's apply this in examples. Let's apply this in examples.
Party right now.
No, you eat the whole
party.
Time.
No, then it will just trigger. No.